Good morning, 8:04 a.m. on Sunday, June the 29th. 8:04, yeah. Being a lazy butt today. I didn't get up. I was going to have breakfast, and I didn't have breakfast, and I was going to have breakfast, and I didn't have breakfast. And I finally get to the point where it's like, dude, you got to go or you're not going to get. I have too many... 16:11, good time. I have too many green circles in a row to let one go by. Just because I'm being lazy about it. So, it's a beautiful day. It's gorgeous. There are just a few hints of clouds up there. We've had a consistent run of nice mornings and bumbly afternoons. And today, well, today is shaping up to be quite nice, actually. They're talking about 90s today, which wouldn't surprise me. 100 wouldn't surprise me. But right now it's quite lovely, 64, 65. It's heating up fast, but it's gorgeous in the shade. I hope I'm up early enough that I've got shade for the eastern walk. The western run is a bit roily, but it usually is. There's not a lot of trees overhead. They keep them pruned well back from the street. My legs are sore today. Probably because A, I've been walking every day. B, I did lunge again yesterday. So I'm good for a couple days in terms of lawn care. I need to not let it get ahead of me this week. Yesterday's project was audio editing. Should have that done today. Hey, it's not my book. I wish it were. But it's for my daughter. She's done the reading. Told her if she'd read it, I would edit it. That was a mistake. I should have told her if she'd edit it, I'll read it. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the same editing skills. But she can read, holy cow. A couple small accents on the wrong syllable. But basically, it's gorgeous. Kick along here this morning. My shins are complaining. As well they might. I'm not quite used to this pace yet. It still leaves me a little bit breathless. I'm trying to walk and talk. I'm talking at 125 beats a minute. Yesterday's significant read had to do with self-published service companies. There are a lot of, quote, and I'm using this in the, yeah, really meaning, like, no, not really, servicing companies who have decided that providing services to self-publishers, up to and including publishing, is a way to make money. And they're right, it is. Particularly if you take the intellectual property and make it your own, like Author House, iUniverse, all those. And then price the books too high, so I don't actually sell, and make it up by charging the author basically retail prices for their own books and hitting them for several thousand dollar upfront fee. So, 7 questions was the post. It's over on Joel Freelander's, the book designer blog. And a lawyer wrote 7 questions to ask. And they're actually pretty good questions. It's like, well, who sets the price? Who controls the cover? How much will you charge me to get my own books? Assuming that they're going to be published by that company. That's the thing. If you're a self-publishing company and you publish somebody's books but your own, you're not a self-publishing company. You're just a publisher. The latest one was Readsy. R-E-E-D-S-Y. Readsy. I don't quite understand it. They don't take your book and publish it. They'll take care of the editing and the formatting. But they won't actually take care of the editing and formatting. They collected a group of editors and artists, and it's up to the author to negotiate with the artist and editor that you can contact at Readsy's site. I'm sure Readsy takes a cut on that. And then they manage your finances. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Handling the publishing and distribution. You know, that was one thing that actually Ryden did a pretty good job on. Except that now I'm spoiled because now I find out immediately how soon, how often my books sell. And even where. Or before I had to ask, usually 2 or 3 times, before I got any kind of answer. Monk Post. At least Readsy does give you back your EPUB files. I don't know if they give you the cover art. Well, they should, because you bought it. And in theory, the artist gave it to you. So, yeah, okay. Guru.com does the same thing without getting in the way. And the only thing that Readsy is really offering that Guru.com doesn't is focus, looking for particularly for editors and artists. And distribution, they don't even do marketing. Marketing is the 800 pound gorilla. Marketing is the one that most artists, most authors, A, don't understand, B, get wrong, C, think takes an awful lot of time, mostly because of B. Yep, there's not very much shade here. The rising sun has gotten above the tree line. Amazing what just a few degrees of arc will do. Yikes, it's hot. Back in the shade, here we go. Okay. We're ready for my breakfast, I'll tell you that. It's an interesting sounding plane. I wonder if it's oh yes, two of the warbirds. It's coming up on the 4th of July. The Greeley Stampede is already underway. It's one of the last big money stampedes in the North America. And quite frequently they have aircraft flyovers. And the I think there's a local warbirds chapter that some guy has a World War II fighter plane over in the airport. Yeah, Greeley has an airport. I've never been there, but it's allegedly. And anyway, they have warbirds flying every summer. And that looked like two of them flying in very close formation over the city. Okay, this is broiling. Turn north. There's no shade between me and the house. Sun is wonking on me here this morning. There's a little breeze. I like the breeze. Oh, swallow. cruising the grass tops. A little swallow. Love those birds. Like little tiny fighter planes doing battle against the bugs. So anyway, yeah. I still feel like I'm kind of under a rock. I'm not exactly sure why I'm not more engaged. I'm getting the foundations down. So it's getting to the point where, okay, I'm almost ready to move on to the next stop, the next piece. I'm not sure why I'm not there already. I guess the answer is it'll come when it's coming. Ah, oh, big shade tree. It's a 20 degree difference, I think. At least 10 between standing in the bright sun and in the shade of the tree. Okay, Endomondo. Did you crap out on me again? Nope. Oh. 1625 on the back side, 1615 more or less on the front side. That's pretty consistent. 32 and a half minutes round trip. You gotta love that. But anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I gotta get out early tomorrow because it's Monday. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.